Sing to God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Sing ye to the Lord. Sing ye to God, who mounteth above the heaven of heavens to the east. Words taken from the holy book of Psalms. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, my dear faithful, our glorified Savior has ascended into heaven, and the gates of the everlasting happiness are opened joyfully to receive their conqueror of sin and death and hell. And as the disciples gaze longingly and lovingly at the spot where the ascending Redeemer disappeared bodily from their sight, and as they, during their whole life, expected his return, so our eyes and our hearts must be also fixed upon heaven until our Lord comes again to judge the living and the dead. When man turns to his sovereign Lord, seeking to praise and adore and to thank him, he raises his eyes to heaven, and his spirit soars above the stars as it is. Well, but when the labors and the cares of life oppress man and compel him for the time to turn his eyes to the things of earth, he joyfully waits for the opportunity and looks for the opportunity to rise from the mire of the earth to the bright light of heaven, so that his heart may be cheered and comforted and strengthened. Suffering and sorrow may torment man. Storms may rage around him, but he raises his eyes to heaven, and he draws new constancy. He draws new courage from its pure and peaceful heights. And when tormented by the recollection of his guilt, bowed down under the burden of the manifold transgressions that he may have committed, the sinner looks up to heaven with the hope of pardon. And that pardon, that hope, descends softly into his parched soul. The highest perfection of virtue and sanctity seems easy of attainment when a man raises his eyes to heaven and he feels himself enkindled with a holy courage and the enthusiasm of the saints. Even the mysterious dispensations of divine providence in this world, the afflictions of the just, the prosperity of the wicked, the seeming triumph of vice over virtue, all of these find their solution in the single word, heaven. Looking up to that abode of an all-wise and all-seeing God, man comforts himself with the thought that there, one day, all the strange contradictions of this mortal life will be reconciled. As the firmament of the visible heaven spans the entire earth, so the spiritual heaven fills the entire span of man's life. Heaven is our highest aim. It is our greatest support and strength. It is our fairest type of all that is most beautiful and most perfect in the spiritual life. Our life upon earth is a journey towards heaven. We started this journey on the very day of our conception. Heaven is the great and only goal of human life. We are created for a definite aim. We are created for a certain purpose. We are destined by God, not for this world, but for heaven. And we strive for that celestial abode, and we are irresistibly attracted to it during our whole existence. The same God who created the innumerable stars to shine and sparkle before his face has also formed us. He's formed man to serve God himself and to increase God's glory here and hereafter. And we are to be united with him and the angels and saints for all eternity. All roads of life are to lead and meet in heaven. St. Paul in his epistle to the Philippians states, "But our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we wait for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ." So much, according to St. Paul, is heaven the object of our lives, that even while we are still detained here in the flesh, and here we are dwelling upon earth, our conversation, that is, our eyes and our hearts, should be centered upon paradise, where we hope one day to dwell. We know that if our earthly house, this habitation in which we live, is dissolved, we have a habitation of God in heaven. This earthly life is but a short span, during which we long, we sigh for a better and a perfect condition. Through his own departure to the house of his Father, through his glorious ascension and the promise of his second advent, our Lord gives us a firm assurance of this crowning hope of life. Heaven is to be our only aim. It is to be the end of our thoughts. It is to be the end of our desires, because we know that the temporal goods of this world are finite, and they are fleeting away very quickly. The riches, the honors, the pleasures of life may entice us. Art and science may give nourishment to our minds. The earning of our daily bread may entangle us in a thousand distracting ways, but we must run past all these cares and allurements. The desires of the human heart cannot be satisfied here below, and the cravings of his immortal soul force him even more, even the most fortunate of men, to say, "Earth is never my goal of my existence." We shall never find perfect happiness here in this life. Although we're striving for happiness, our soul is created for the desire of happiness. But we will never find absolute perfect happiness here. We all know by experience the words pain and sorrow. We know that we have not been created for this valley of tears, but that our aim must lie beyond the grave to another and a perfect world. My dear faithful, if heaven is not the goal of life, then man is the most miserable of all creatures. Today and always, we should hold fast to this hope of heaven as the one aim of our life. Firmly and unchangeably, we should have our thoughts always directed towards heaven. Let us pass by all the thousands of allurements in the world which separate our hearts from heaven. As he who strives for the victory in the race fixes his eyes upon the goal, and he hopes to reach that goal, he doesn't trouble himself about the obstacles which may intervene. He strives for that goal and has that one intent in mind, and so it must be for us in the arena of our mortal life. We are to strive for heaven, because there is no other goal. There is no other goal for our life except to be with Almighty God in heaven for all eternity. And we just merely raising our eyes to heaven will not gain us the victory. We have to stretch out our hand to grasp that victory. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, as it says in the book of St. Matthew, and the violent bear it away. It also says in the book of St. Matthew, not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven, saith our divine Redeemer. Heaven cannot be gained by a fickle will, a will that exerts fits and starts, nor by an unstable will, which fluctuates continually between its desires of the world and its desire for heaven. Nor can it be by a weak will, which falters at every difficulty. We are to have a determined will, a determined will to gain our eternal happiness by doing the will of God in all things. Heaven must be the aim and hope of our lives, and with a constant, firm, strong, and active will, we are to run towards heaven and to take it by violence. Every action we perform, every duty we fulfill, every step we take, and every breath that we draw must bring us closer and closer to our final goal. Because if we do not have that final goal in mind, we will not reach it. We must be determined. We must raise our hearts to heaven and to our Savior. For our Savior has ascended into heaven today to prepare for each and every one of us, if we will, a blessed abode in paradise. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.